This recording, Norway 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, she was a woman. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffered from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Hatterson, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried to gently stroke the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison's a millionaire lawyer, though it was a fair price for a cure. I am from a little town called Nittedal in Norway. It's about 20 minutes away from the capital, Oslo. I grew up there my whole life. My parents still live there, so I get to see the town sometimes. I started amateur theater when I was pretty young, and then did that for 10 years. And when I was too old, I started as a director there for maybe 3 or 4 years with some guest roles as help. And then I started working a lot after high school for a couple of years, making some good money, and then started college within musical theater. I love sports in a way I can win stuff, competitions. So if it's just like mini golf, where I can just beat everybody, it's fun. And that's why I love to perform, because everybody then claps after we're done, and that means that I get that kind of appreciation that I feel like I deserve sometimes. I love hanging out with my friends and maybe having a cold beer and talking about life, because it's just the best time of life right now. We're young and we're supposed to have fun. And one fun fact is that we eat so much taco, even though it's Norway, and that is like it's a Mexican dish. But tacos is like Taco Friday in Norway. Every Friday, it's in most homes, it's tacos, where we make it from the bottom. It's a nice thing. People can connect by cutting vegetables and people. Yeah, it's perfect. So, yeah.
De siste gjester vi fulgte til grinden. Farvelets rester tok nattevinden. I tifold øde lå haven og huset, hvor toner søde, men nys og beruset. Det var en fest kun før natten den sorte. Hun var en gjest kun, og nå hun borte.